I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. The five-time Tony Award-winning musical, The Drowsy Chaperone, comes to the IU Auditorium for performances on Tuesday and Wednesday, March 31st and April 1st. Our guest is John West. He's from Huntington, Tennessee, BFA from Northern Kentucky University, and a variety of tours across the country and theater in various genres. John, thanks very, very much for joining us. Tell us about your own background. How did you get into singing and acting?
Well, I have been acting as long as I can remember. You know, certainly that all too familiar tale of growing up in church pageants, and I think I was probably a sheep at age 3 or something like that. I remember we going to Walmart and getting cotton balls with my parents to glue on my white T-shirt in a show called We Like Sheep, and I played the character of Bob. Anyway, that's sort of the earliest memory I have of performing, and subsequently, yeah, I just got involved with as much community theater as I could and grew up in Tennessee just doing community theater wherever I could, and then chose to study it in college at Northern Kentucky and then moved to New York. So that's been my life to date.
Now, The Drowsy Chaperone is a musical comedy that spoofs musical comedies. You're described as the man in the chair. Doesn't sound like a particularly dynamic role, but I gather that your inner life is really what's dramatized.
Absolutely. The construct of the show is very unique, and it truly does transcend any traditional vocabulary for musical theater genre. So it is a tricky show to explain to people when they say, well, I'm going to see The Drowsy Chaperone, what do I get? And what is this part? You play man and you sit in a chair. You know, I mean, there's certainly a lot of understandable confusion about it, but you know, when people come, I think that's what's so fun, is because they've never seen a show like this before that's written like this. There's this lonely musical theater buff who's pretty depressed, and he happens to have all these people, the audience, in his apartment that evening, so he puts on his favorite old record, and that is the 1928 show, The Drowsy Chaperone. And so then the musical comes to life in his apartment, and he will interject his own feelings on things and join in the action whenever he can. And we find out, you know, more and more about this man as the show goes along. And by the end, you know, this character really has a very nice arc, and it's a lot of fun.
And during that time, let's see, he's been involved with a pampered Broadway starlet, a producer trying to sabotage her nuptials, the chaperone, the groom, a dizzy Corrine, a Latin lover, a pair of gangsters who double as pastry chefs. Sounds like quite a cast, John.
Yeah, they're all there. You know, it's those classic archetypes from that era of musical theater, and they certainly all make their appearances. In fact, you know, one of the initial lines in the script was, you know, I'll lead you through this record as best I can. Don't worry, it won't be hard to follow. The characters are all two-dimensional, and the plot is well-worn. You know, so it's that sense of, look, you know all these people. We've all been here before, but let's come back and enjoy it together. So it's quite lots of mix-ups and mayhem and fun characters.
And we get a chance to enjoy it, really, in a sense, through you. We've been talking to the man in the chair, John West, from The Drowsy Chaperone. It comes to the IU Auditorium Tuesday and Wednesday, March 31st and Wednesday, April 1st. Showtime there at 8 o'clock. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.